Was that because it was road and all the other circumstances? Does it change at home? Are they the bet here?
No, because I think the world's finally caught up to how bad they are. And, you know, any football fan knows Broncos have lost eight straight. If you're a Vegas guy, you know they've lost eight straight against the spread. Here's what most people don't know. Against those, in those eight games against the spread, they were deficient by 120 points. So, by definition, the spread is expectation. They've fallen short of expectation, the Broncos, by over 14 points per game for eight games, a half a season. But this baby, I mean, when you're a favorite Denver at Miami, and now you're a home dog against the Jets, that's like a seven-point swing at minimum. And how much better is the Jets than Miami? 3 points or so? So, to me, this feels like probably more than enough adjustment. But I, you know, meaning I don't want to bet the Jets, but this Broncos team is just so bad, I don't want any part of them.
Let's come full circle and talk about the other team in that Monday Night Football fiasco. Where is Pittsburgh mentally? One with Shazier, the poor guy is facing maybe the end of his football career and or at a minimum, long rehab to get back on the field. They've been chattering about the Juju Smith suspension. It's a 5.5-point spread against the Ravens.
Yeah, this is something else on the dream preview I cracked at Fezzik on. Is he's going like, Juju Smith's a half point. I said, how many people do you think on the Steelers are more valuable than Juju Smith? He goes, 10. And then it's like, well, then how can he be worth a half point? There's like 36 non-quarterbacks in the NFL worth a half point. That's the consensus amongst wise guys. So just because we know their name doesn't mean they really move the needle. And if the Shazier hit would have happened at the very end of the game, I would have wondered exactly what you're asking about, Steve. It happened early. And how did Pittsburgh play after? It was one of the most brutal game, or the most brutal game of the year. These guys are different than us, right? These guys are two standard deviations different when it comes to being primal, when it comes to being hardcore. They look at those, you know. When you, if you, did you hear Mitchell, the safety, after the game?
Oh yeah,
screaming that this isn't flag football. His teammate on his side of the ball is potentially at that point they thought might have been paralyzed. And he's screaming about this is, you know, let's toughen up.
Right.
These guys are different, and I think the line value is on the Steelers here. The line was 7.5, now it's 4.5. Everyone thinks Steelers are so beat up off that game. Yeah, maybe it moves the line a point, but not 3. I like Pittsburgh.
All right, RJ, we'll see you tonight.
Thank you.
There you go, RJ Bell on Straight Out of Vegas, 11 o'clock on Fridays on Fox 1340 and back on Saturdays on Fox Sports National. Both are on Fox Sports National, 10 o'clock. On Saturday. So he mentioned the Steeler player rant. We'll get to much of that rant in the Big Five. And, you know, when we need someone to step up as an American hero, thank God someone like Hope Solo was there for us.
The Eye on Sports Gaming is brought to you by Office Bar, home of the hometown hockey tailgate before each pro hockey tilt in Las Vegas. ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN Las Vegas, K265EZ. Sports and traffic every 30 minutes.
I'm Mark Seidel with your ESPN Sports Center update. Raiders wide receiver Amari Cooper is expected to miss Sunday's game against the Kansas City Chiefs as he continues to recover from a left ankle injury. Cooper cleared the concussion protocol earlier this week, but he has missed practice with that left ankle. The Oregon Ducks may have started a national search for a new head coach, but they found their guy from within their own ranks, picking co-offensive coordinator Mario Cristobal. Cristobal, who also was the team's run game coordinator and offensive line coach, was named interim head coach for the Ducks' bowl game after Willie Taggart left to accept the job at Florida State on Tuesday. Your UNLV Runner Rebels hit the court at the MGM Grand Garden Arena again tomorrow as Illinois comes to town. Pre-game coverage will start at 7:30 right here on your home for Runner Rebel Basketball, ESPN 1100, 100.9 FM. I'm Mark Seidel with your ESPN Sports Center update.
Come see comedians Louis Ramey, Denny Johnson, and Lance Maltaldo this week at the Laugh Factory inside the Tropicana.
Woo! You're funny!
Friday and Saturday midnight shows are always 2-for-1 for locals. For tickets or information, go to troplv.com.
Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring.
It's Cofield and Company in the Findlay Toyota Studios.
Caroling. All right, here we go. 5 o'clock hour. You can flip over for live hockey right now on our sister station, Fox 1340 and 98.9 FM. Game tonight, game tomorrow, 5 o'clock tomorrow as well. Tonight's Nashville, tomorrow is Dallas, and we are the home of Running Rebel and Rebel Sports. So tomorrow, 9 o'clock start. Late TV spot, MGM Grand Garden Arena, UNLV taking on Illinois, and we'll have the pregame going down from 7:30 to 8:30. Good Big Five on the way. We'll make a bunch of picks around the National Football League. We have to get the follow-up on the Cleveland Browns, and we just talked about what's going on with the Steelers. Very aggressive. They have a guy who's laid up right now in bad shape, and Ryan Shazier, and the Steelers are all fired up going into this weekend. Big Five time.
Battle Born Injury Lawyers presents the Big Five at Five. Number five.
So you've got a story today about Barstool Sports. Are we going to do this, like, not you and I, but are we going to do this whole we're outraged at what Barstool Sports is doing, they've got the new owners, now we're going to go after them? I guess this is the way of the world, right? You build a brand being crass pigs and on the edge and kind of frat boy humor, and it's brilliant, you know, it's brilliant marketing, and I love all the stuff they do, but now the Gotcha Crew is out to get them.
I mean, I don't know if it's a Gotcha Crew. In this case, what they did is, as you know, I have been obsessed.
Before you even explain it, what they did here, they do. This is what they do.
Yeah. On some, I mean,
it's the mentality of 15 to 22-year-old dudes walking the fine line and often crossing it.
True.
But who decides what that line is? Because they never had to abide by the line. But now that they've been bought for $15 million and an ESPN deal go down the tubes, have their own channel on satellite, now they have to meet new standards.
So, you know, and you were kind of laughing about the fact that I've been obsessed with this cheerleader video. Not that it's a cheerleader video.
I didn't really get it. Can you set up what this... Where is she? In Texas?
Yeah.
And she did something like some visual odd like thing on the sidelines?
It's the invisible box trick. She pretends that there's a box in front of her. And she pretends to step on it with one foot and then use that to propel herself over it. But there's nothing there. Like, I don't know how she does it. I'm mystified. It was sweeping the internet on Monday and Tuesday.
Well, was that? And who was the football player getting up off the field?
Oh, Zay Jones.
Zay Jones getting up, but like,
yeah.
Not like a human being would normally get up.
I'm obsessed with that.
It was like all calf-driven, but I can't even describe it. It's so like, weird.
We were at a couple different places on Monday night, and every time you looked over, I was showing both videos to someone. Like, look at this. This is, and you're like, you're obsessed with these videos. Like, yes, I am. So the girl's name was Ariel Oliver. She's in Texas. She's a cheerleader. She did this trick, and it is sweeping the internet. Now, the issue became that Barstool Sports posted the video and said, the most viral girl in the world is this hot Texas cheerleader doing the invisible box trick. Okay. That's fine.
She in high school?
She's in high school.
Okay.
She's also 16. And the hot label became an issue, especially in the comment section, when the girl's mom decided to chime in and said, she's 16 and she's my daughter. Because there's people saying, oh, she's 18. Like, you know, she's fine and we can, you know, fawn over her. And the mom said, yeah, she's 16. She's my daughter. A little weird.
So this is probably what should have happened about 10 years ago with Allison Stokey.
Probably.
Who was the rage as a high school pole vaulter and then at Cal.
Probably.
But the craze with her began when she was in high school.
Yeah.
And this is not... What's the little pig's name who's like 14 now?
Little
what is it?
Pig?
Cash Me Outside? What's her name?
Oh, Danielle Brajoli?
Yeah, this isn't like a mom-daughter plan to, you know, to turn her into a moneymaker. No. That's all voluntary.
Yeah. So... There was a request to take it down, especially take the hot part down. The writer of the post, one of the Barstool guys, said, apologies for calling the cheerleader hot. It's 2017 and we don't do that anymore, especially not without their tumble and pyramid and pom-pom stats. So he's basically saying, like, you can't objectify, which, okay. But the issue wasn't calling her hot. It was that she's 16. And so he didn't really get that. Now, they deleted that apology also. And have tried to move forward. Now, he said the reason I wrote the apology is because I thought she was 18. We were told she was 18. We thought it was fine. And we were just kind of making light of the fact that, hey, this is an 18-year-old woman. We can't do this. He's like, once I found out she's 16, that's why we pulled it down. That's why we deleted it, and we won't do that anymore. And they're trying to issue a more sincere, somewhat apology now. But I don't know. I think they're using this as a cover. I don't think they actually thought that.
Do you think in the normal scope of Barstool comments and posts that it would matter if she was 16, 17, or 18 to him?
Probably not.
And that's what they build their brand on. I'm not ripping them.
Yeah.
So where do you want to go with this? What should they do? By the way, this is also why this never was ever going to work with ESPN.
Yeah, of course. But I mean, obviously, I think people should... There should...
Can I say this, too? The former king of being irreverent and obnoxious and tasteless whenever you want it to be was Deadspin.
Yeah.
Why is Deadspin going after Barstool?
Well, they're corporate now a little bit, too. I don't think anybody...
Again, be careful what you wish for and the way you're policing
there,
things.
If there's an audience for it, I'm fine with it. Now, I get, once the family is like, hey, this is not acceptable, take it down, I think that's probably a good time to maybe go away. But then again, I'm sure there's a lot of people that are not happy with things that are posted up there.
Number four.
We need some Bonnie Tyler. No? Commodore 64 won't load it up? I Need a Hero? Remember that song?
It's a karaoke favorite in your world.
U.S. soccer. It actually is a very good karaoke song. U.S. soccer needs a hero.
True.
They dumped the coach. The fill-in coach, he stunk. Somehow the president, Sunil Gulati, stayed on, let everything get quiet, and then resigned. So now it's time to get some names for the next president with U.S. soccer. Hope Solo has thrown, I don't know, what do you don't throw a hat in, I guess, her goalie gloves, her keeper gloves.
There's a lot of things she did.
Based on pictures we've seen, you can throw a lot of stuff in.
That's what I was going to say.
I would say most likely, Hope Solo, based on action of the past, would just throw a punch in to someone's face.
Only if she's related.
Or break a bottle on your head.
Yeah.
So the felonious, seemingly alcoholic former keeper with the U.S. women's team, although she was a victim of...
The Sepp Blatter grab?
Of the Sepp Blatter...
The grope?
Ass grab.
Yeah.
Maybe it is time to go rogue and have her run U.S. soccer. What do you think?
Probably not. I don't think she's the right choice.
Is she trolling, or does she really feel like she has a chance?
Well, I mean, she's out there, like, trying to present a plan. Like, she thinks she knows what is best. First of all, I would say her calling the previous regime and the U.S. soccer in general immoral.
Oh!
Kind of a stretch. The historical, immoral, and unconscionable conduct comes at an unacceptable cost. The cost of national pride, the cost of not qualifying for a men's World Cup, cost of not providing equal pay for the women's team, and they do not deserve to get paid what the men get paid. Cost of actively engaging in gender discrimination, and most glaringly, cost of overlooking talented young players from diverse socioeconomic communities who, if given the opportunity to participate, would develop an enormous great pool of talent that could eventually populate our system.
Those are all good points. She should also roll in that the U.S. women's soccer team kept several creeps on the team and didn't judge very morally in those cases.
I just have a problem with immoral. Like, you're the queen of immoral. You wear the immoral crown. And that's why we love her.
She got caught pulling a Do You Know Who I Am in the U.S. women's soccer van with her also felonious former NFL tight end husband, Jeremy Stevens.
Yeah.
Not former husband, just formerly felonious.
Yeah. Well, you're once felonious, always felonious, I believe.
Oh my God. That's the pitch? She goes down
the immoral.
She gets on the moral high horse?
Apparently.
Hope Solo.
Apparently that's where she's going to,
you know what?
She's going to pitch her candidacy.
That said, in this era, why not? Why not? When if you or I had a chance to ask her about any of her past transgressions, just hashtag fake news it.
That's true.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, not true.
That's not true.
Not true.
Didn't happen. Not my side of the story.
I have no idea.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, as preposterous as we've seen things go the last year or so, why can't Hope Solo be the freaking president of the U.S. Soccer Federation?
She should be.
She's my... And stand on a moral high horse when she's doing it.
She's my candidate.
So awesome.
Number three.
Uh-oh. Is this an old story or we have a new development with Schnatter? Fine Italian man from Indiana who makes the pizza under the name Papa John's. Not a big supporter of the First Amendment or the working class. And hates Rick Pitino.
Apparently. He is playing also the moral card. He wanted Pitino out after the escort situation, I guess. Okay. He is one of the, he's one of the board members, the trustees, board of trustees at Louisville. And so at some point, right now, the reason it comes up is because Pitino is filing the lawsuit against the university. And he said they basically just were looking for a reason to get him out. And one of the reasons is because Papa John hated him, which is the most incredible thing. Like, when Papa John hates you, something, I guess, has gone wrong. Although that guy's just a miserable doofus. Here's the other thing. It started off well. When Pitino first was coming to Louisville, he stayed at Papa John's house. He stayed in the guest house. So things went badly somewhere along the way. But at some point, Pitino is saying he was degraded by Papa John. When Pitino was at one of the trustees meetings, and Papa John said, "I have a problem with coaches coming to these. What's next? The women's volleyball coach coming in here?" Like, okay. Now you're demeaning not only Pitino, but also the women's volleyball team. Like, what is Papa John doing?
Making pizza and making billions.
I guess
waves.
This is insanity. What is wrong with
him? He's the richest guy in Louisville. He's the most powerful guy. He's the king of Louisville.
It's so stupid. Why does Papa John have so much power? He makes very average pizza. Very average. They have those cool dipping sauces, I guess, for the crust. I don't know.
Is this another case where we said Trump is ball is Trump? Papa is Pitino, Pitino is Papa?
That's fair.
Like, how do you choose?
I mean, Pitino is utterly insane. And
Pitino's got to go down the LeVar path and make a little video of him dunking on Papa John.
I pick Pitino over...
Do you? Papa
John. Oh, he should... Actually, Pitino should just make a picture of him eating Pizza Hut. just be sitting down eating Pizza Hut. That's what he does. That's the competitor, I imagine, right?
Somehow, I don't think Pitino is going to go LeVar Ball on Twitter. I don't think he's going to make this into a public... a public war on Twitter.
Should. What's next? The volleyball women's volleyball coach coming in here? Who are you?
Number two.
So we got suspensions coming up this weekend. We know about the Steelers and Bengals suspensions. We're actually going to talk about the Steelers suspension again with Juju Smith-Schuster off of the field. The Chiefs are sitting Marcus Peters for taking a flag, one of the referee's flags, and chucking it into the crowd. So he'll be serving a game. We've been doing a lot of comparing this week. Gronk is serving a game for spearing a guy who was down face first on the ground and giving him a concussion. He's serving a game. So I want to know what your take is on last night's action between the officials and Sean Payton. And if something's going to happen out of this. First, let's set it up. Do you think it was hashtag ref show that set off Sean Payton?
Of course.
Based on what?
Well, he was furious the whole game. I mean, if you saw any time during the game, he was insanely angry. And I think rightfully so. There was a couple of really bizarre calls during the game. And 11 of Atlanta's 26 first downs were picked up based on penalty.
And that included the game clincher.
Right. That's when he got furious. But
I mean, he was trying to call a timeout. He didn't think the timeout came quickly enough. He charges at...
Right.
He looked like... You ever see parents who have their kids on a leash? He looked like a little kid on a leash because the guy working the wire was like, "Ah, like, you're going too fast. Like, I'm going to choke you and pull you back. Cut it out." But I do agree. Like, you can't run on the field. Belichick could.
You have to.
You can't run on the field That's a penalty, but Cleet Blakeman, again, why we know these officials' names is beyond me. But Cleet Blakeman 100% was like ready in a gunfight. He had his hand on the flag. He's just like,
he's in
all
a
right,
duel.
Let's go.
Yeah, he's ready to throw it.
There goes the motion. Throw the flag.
Well, I'm sure he was hearing it from him all game because he was arguing because there were so many calls against him. And in this case, what are you supposed to do? What is the coach supposed to do? Now, I think that he ran too aggressively. I guess we're judging that now. But you have to run out there because if you're not watching the game, to explain it to you, Atlanta was trying to run up the clock and trying to get a first down to end the game. They, on the second down play, Devonta Freeman fumbled the ball, and it moved forward, and Atlanta recovered it. But it was going to be a third down, and New Orleans was going to call a timeout so that they could stop the clock, and they were going to be able to get the ball back with about 40 seconds left and try to kick a field goal to tie the game. So they needed to call the timeout, and instead of calling the timeout, or instead of granting the timeout, the referees all just started staring at the fumble and like, oh, the guy fumbled the ball. Like, yes, your job is to, when the, it was clearly recovered by Atlanta and then the timeout was called and you're not granting it. And we're sitting there watching the game like, why have 8 seconds run off since this play happened? Oh, because the referees are not watching what's going on the sideline. And he's screaming, timeout, timeout, timeout. They're not granting it. So he charges at the linesman to get the timeout granted. Finally does, but also picks up the 15-yard penalty, which ends the game. This is on the refs. Like, should there be a suspension? Yes, the ref.
Your job is to call timeout. The way I set this up, I suggested that Sean Payton is in the wrong. Okay, so he gets a penalty for charging at the ref. I don't like that. I don't like it. He also, during the game, Devonta Freeman claims that Sean Payton gave him a choke signal. Okay, that's not a suspendable offense either, but come on, bro. You're a coach. Cut it out. Players aren't allowed to do that crap. Cut it out. The other one is, there is video of, it looks to me like Sean Payton ran up behind Cleet Blakeman when they were going off the field and tried to trip him. He's running behind him.
Zero problem.
You can't really see the legs, but you see Cleet Blakeman all of a sudden is like, oh, and almost trips. No, stop. You can't say
all
it's okay
for it.
No.
All for it.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Well, that's certainly worse than Marcus Peters with the flag.
Of course. No. It's worse. I don't think Peters should have been suspended.
Here's the other thing. Somehow, this dude has escaped from a reputation standpoint with a lot of people. Sean Payton was part of Bountygate.
Yeah.
He wasn't an innocent bystander. If you're the boss and your DC has bounties on people, don't tell me it was some secret system and you didn't know about it. That has your stamp of approval. So Payton has a history of being, at times, kind of slimy.
Obviously, I'm kidding. I don't think you should be able to trip the referee or attack them after the game.
They have three games left. All three games, he's out.
I do hate refs.
Suspend them for all three games?
No. I do want the ref suspended. But I don't think you... If
you're not going to get your wish on all these refs, because you pointed out, and a lot of people saw this, the altercation
ref
in the NBA, yeah, where a ref went forehead to forehead, yeah, with Sean Livingston. Like, come on.
Right, he got suspended. But not granting a timeout when it's supposed to be granted, that should be a suspension. Sorry. But yeah, if I need to watch it closely.
Him.
I need to watch it more closely. I just saw it once. If he really did try to trip him, probably should be a suspension.
As you
I'm
laugh.
Okay with that.
Number one.
So the news is not great on Ryan Shazier, the Steelers player, who his career may be over. If it's not, he's got a long rehab. So scary stuff. And you saw some of the players during the game. I mean, it's their teammate. They're on the verge of tears or crying. Then the rest of that Monday Night Football game, the Steelers and Bengals just beat the living crap out of each other.
Right.
It's been a weird week. Because anyone who could speak came to the defense of Juju Smith-Schuster. And Mike Mitchell's one of the guys, and we hadn't had a chance to play this rant, but I think on a Friday before the Steelers are back on the field against the Ravens, this is pretty interesting from a football player standpoint. These guys are, like, they're not mentally broken over Shazier. And, in fact, many of the players are getting more and more pissed about, do we say the NFL is trying to make the game safer? It's as simple as, hey, they're trying to make the game safer. They're trying to help you. Why are you getting mad?
I mean, I think it's fair to ask.
Yeah.
But well, it's also I also don't look at them saying these things and like, oh, I guess we should stay out of it because they're okay. Like, these are people that are in the middle of it, that are young, that are caught up in their profession, that maybe will know after their career, like, wow, maybe that was a little reckless. So I don't think just because they're saying it should really change our opinions on it.
End of the day, this is football. If you want to see flag football, then let's take our pads off. That would make it easier for me, because now I don't got to wear heavy. But give us flags for me to pull off, because that way I know what we're playing. You know, I signed up to play full speed contact football, and we're not doing that.
All right, does someone need to sit him down and lecture him? Or does he have a point? Like, there's a lot of confusion of what's going on. You're trying to make the game too soft. Here's more Mike Mitchell.
I feel like I got to ask a guy, hey, are you ready for me to hit you right now before I hit you? And that's crazy. I'm going to mess around and get hurt trying to protect an offensive player because he's running an over route. Damn it, your quarterback shouldn't have threw that ball messed up. That happened 2 years ago. I'm not joking at all. Andy Dalton threw a ball to Tyler Eifert 2 years ago. Tyler Eifert had to dive for it. I was aiming for his gut. But if he don't dive, he don't get in the head. That's $50,000 out of my pocket, though, because Andy throws a bad ball. Make that make sense.
Yeah, you can't, because I bring it up all the time. You can't police bodies in motion. You have intent of going for some sort of tackle where you're not going at someone's head, and all of a sudden the play changes. You know, it's Andy Dalton's fault.
I agree with Andy him on Dalton's this. Fault. I agree with him on this stuff. Yeah. I do think there needs to be more of a player input into some of these, into the fines and that sort of thing, because I do think there's a place where, like, there's a lack of understanding of what happened on a play. Like, you can't just say, not all helmet to helmets are the same. Sometimes it is vicious and uncalled for and a ridiculous hit that could have been avoided. Sometimes it's like you said, there is definitely cases where a route changes or a guy has to adjust to a ball and it's too late to make an adjustment on the hit. And these things are just going to happen sometimes. But I do definitely think there's cases that need to be fined and that need to be policed, and others are, you know, just things that happen on the field that are unavoidable.
You do understand that, if I'm correct, the guy who used to hand out the fines was Gene Washington, and the current guy is John Runyon.
Yeah,
they both played.
Well, yeah, Runyon was offensive lineman, right?
Yeah, which, oddly enough, people pointed out that he was one of the dirtiest guys in the NFL when he played.
Yeah.
Takes one to know one. So, I guess to your point, he's very knowledgeable about what's dirty and maybe what's not.
Probably.
Here's more Mike Mitchell from the Steelers.
And at first you're taking our money, but now, you know, I got assholes like Matt Hasselbeck calling me a dirty player and trying my character, and we've never met before. I donate more money to Cincinnati, underprivileged kids, than probably the people on the Bengals. So don't give me that name. My nephew goes to school there, man. I take all that personally. If you don't know me, if you never had a conversation with me, don't judge us by what you see on football, because football is my competitive side.
I like that.
Yeah.
I don't even know who you are, Hasselbeck. Never met you. He heard it, though. Mike Mitchell heard it.
Yeah, for sure.
And here's what we got coming up in the future. I'm telling you, it's all lining up to 2019 and 20 when they're negotiating a new CBA. This is part of the laundry list of complaints from the player side.
Hey, we got to do better as players. When we sign the next CBA, we got to get better leadership as who's running the league, because obviously everybody from fans, owners, players, all disappointed in Roger Goodell. We can't have a guy where you just hand out discipline on how you see fit.
Join Adam Hill for his Pro Football Preview Show at the LV Superbook at 8 a.m. each Sunday, right before the best party in town, Football Central, inside the Westgate Theater.
Las Vegas Golf and Tennis Holiday Tent Sale prices are shockingly low. $125 gift cards for $100. Personalized dozen Pro V1s, $39.95. Wilson Golf Sets, $188. Epic deals are everywhere. Info, lvgolf.com or 892-9999.
Club Fortune Casino and William Hill Sportsbook, the perfect place to watch and win this college and pro football season. During the games, choose items from the $3 bar food menu. Enjoy Bud and Bud Light specials, $1 drafts, $10 buckets, or choose $3 Goose IPAs. Free hot dogs during the games on Sunday, and on Monday, join us for our tailgate party filled with food, fun, and prizes. Club Fortune Casino and William Hill Sportsbook on Boulder Highway and Racetrack Road in Henderson.
When it comes to the holidays, the hustle and bustle doesn't stop. Well, unless your car breaks down. Whatever this season brings, it helps to have Hum by Verizon. Hum is the connected car system that assists and empowers drivers. Now you can check your car's health from your phone, get help if you're stuck on the side of the road, and if Hum detects a crash, it can automatically notify emergency services. It's a smart way to stay informed about your car and keep your family safer on the road. This holiday season, get Hum and get where you're going. Visit Hum.com or your local Verizon store for special holiday savings.
Nothing is more powerful than love when it's given away. Which is why when you get a new Subaru during the annual Share the Love event, Subaru will donate $250 to its charity partners, Meals on Wheels, the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, or the National Park Foundation, bringing the 10-year total to over $115 million. The charities close to our hearts are Red Rock Search and Rescue and Safe Nest. The Subaru Share the Love event, now through January 2nd.
See retailer at Subaru.com/share for details.
SubaruofLasVegas.com.
Las Vegas is now a hockey town. Don't miss college hockey at T-Mobile Arena when the puck drops for the Ice Vegas Invitational on January 5th and 6th. Boston College battles Michigan Tech, and Arizona State faces Northern Michigan in the opening round on Friday night. Tickets are on sale now at T-MobileArena.com. It's college hockey action at the Ice Vegas Invitational January 5th and 6th at T-Mobile Arena. Get your tickets now.
ESPN 1100 invites you to our home for Monday Night Football Pizza Rock inside Green Valley Ranch Hotel Casino. Come watch football with ESPN 1100 on Pizza Rock's 80-inch big screen TVs and warm up the tastiest happy hour. Kicking off at 3 o'clock with Cofield and Company live on Monday nights. Score $4 meatballs, $5 one-topping personal pizzas, and more food specials beyond that. Plus $4 on well drinks and 32-ounce PBRs, $2 draft specials, and wine by the glass. Respect the craft. Respect the game at Pizza Rock for Monday Night Football live with ESPN 1100.
Attention, if you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They are experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima's resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-925-5048 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-925-5048 to take your call now. Call 800-925-5048. That's 800-925-5048. Again, 800-925-5048.
Ho, ho, ho! Watches and diamonds and rings, oh my! The holidays are here and MJ wants to celebrate with you. The holiday sales event is on at MJ Christensen. Enjoy 30 to 70% off on select items throughout the store. So find the perfect gift for your loved ones now through December 31st with extended store hours. MJ Christensen, something for everyone this holiday season. Located in Boca Park.
Brunch and football. That's what Sundays are for at Rhodes Ranch Golf Club. Whether you're playing golf that day or bringing the family, Rhodes Ranch has a brunch menu to die for and bottomless mimosas for another $5. All while watching your favorite team on four large 65-inch screen TVs. We have every game, every week, and plenty of room for your whole crew. Bring your family, bring your friends, and enjoy the day at Rhodes Ranch Golf Club. Call 702-750-0691 for more information.
Sports and traffic every 30 minutes.
I'm Mark Seidel with your ESPN Sports Center update. The Oregon Ducks may have started a national search for a new head coach, but they found their guy from within their own ranks, picking co-offensive coordinator Mario Cristobal. Cristobal, who also was the team's run game coordinator and offensive line coach, was named interim head coach for the Ducks' bowl game after Willie Taggart left to accept the job at Florida State on Tuesday. Raiders wide receiver Amari Cooper is expected to miss Sunday's game against the Kansas City Chiefs as he continues to recover from a left ankle injury. Cooper cleared the concussion protocol earlier this week, but he has missed practice with the left ankle injury. Your UNLV Runner Rebels hit the court at the MGM Grand Garden Arena again tomorrow night as Illinois comes to town. Pregame coverage will start at 7:30 right here on your home for Runner Rebel basketball, ESPN 1100, 100.9 FM. I'm Mark Seidel with your ESPN Sports Center update.
Come see comedians Louis Ramey, Denny Johnson, and Lance Maltaldo this week at the Laugh Factory inside the Tropicana.
Woo! You are funny!
Friday and Saturday midnight shows are always 2-for-1 for locals. For tickets or information, go to troplv.com.
It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas with Steve Cofield and Adam Hill.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
So the half expires. That's an interception. Never hit the ground. Off the hands of Hooper. Into the arms of the Saints. Chris Banjo looking. Scrambling. End zone shot is another interception. It's Marcus Williams. Perhaps ill-advised to take it out. Doesn't get the opportunity for the touchback. Jones chatting with the officials. But the Saints taking more pictures. Three consecutive drives. Ending in New Orleans interceptions.
You know, when that was going on, it wasn't the happiest season of all with Ryan, huh? Terrible segue. Matt Ryan just, although the interception that bounced off of Hooper's chest, come on, catch the ball. Yeah. But not a great game for Matt Ryan. But good enough. Falcons win. And now the Saints are in jeopardy of having no shot. They're pretty much out of the running for the top seed. So, weekend starts with a decent game, at least exciting down the stretch. We got some key matchups to get to. What do you think of the Steelers and the Ravens? God, I'm not buying the freaking Ravens. Their defense is good, but Joe Flacco has been so inconsistent. And I know Al Collins went off last week for a couple of touchdowns. 5.5 too much?
Yeah, here's the thing. I actually do think the Ravens defense is really, really good and really legitimate. But, you know, the Jimmy Smith injury is massive. And I think it changes everything for the Ravens going forward. So I don't know how good they're going to be, you know, compared to what they have been. But I think they are legitimate. I think they have been just destroying people, especially as of late. You can't pass against them. So, I'm interested to see how they do against the Steelers. But I think the way the Steelers have been playing, which is basically throwing the ball all over the place, it's a different look. It has served them well, at least late in the game last week. They rallied. But I do think the Steelers are just a better team than the Ravens right now. The Ravens, if they get into any kind of a place where they need points from their offense, they can't get them. Steelers much better at home, too, by the way.
Some of the big games. Seattle, Jacksonville. Jacks 2.5. Much needed win. Tennessee will not go away.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have not abandoned the Seahawks as the team that absolutely will win the NFC West. This is a game that they need to win.
It's gigantic. They could find themselves in a first place tie after the weekend.
Well, yeah, and then they will have the tiebreaker if they win the game.
Rams up there,
in Seattle against the Rams. So they need to stay within that one game. It's a really big game for them. I think it's a tough matchup for what they've been doing. They can't run the ball, and you can't pass against them. So that makes it really, really difficult to compete. So I do think it's one of those games. I think it's almost the same. It's the same situation as I said in the Seahawks-Rams game earlier in the year, where, yeah, I think the Rams are really good, and I think the Jaguars are pretty good, but I just don't know if they're ready to take that next step and play in these types of games that are so much on the line. And for some reason, as bad as I think the matchup is for Seattle, I just think they'll find a way to win, and Jacksonville will find a way to lose.
Battle for first place, sort of, because the Chargers are there too. Kansas City and Oakland. Who'd have thunk it, right? When the Raiders were hitting rock bottom.
Yeah.
KC 4 against the Raiders. It does not sound like Amari Cooper's playing. He's out of concussion protocol, but his ankle's jacked. And for some reason, he's not practicing, but there's like a real, like the whole thing is shrouded in mystery. Yeah, I don't get it. What's?
Well, I think they're obviously trying to create some mystery.
Okay, so they're playing games.
I think so.
There's not something weird with this whole thing.
No, it seems like they're trying to play games. I think that's what they're doing. It's a major, you know, it's a huge injury that changes the offense, and this is a big matchup. And this is a game that he went off on last time. If you remember, like, they couldn't cover him. So I think, you know, if he's not going to play, it's probably better for them to kind of, you know, throw at least some mystery into the whole situation. To make them think about it a little bit going into this game. I'm with RJ from earlier that I think it's going to be a shootout. I think it's going to be all up and down the field, and I think it's going to be a really close game. So getting points with the Raiders, I think, is absolutely the way to go. I don't know that they're going to win, but I do think this game comes down to the last possession again.
Possession, like, times 10? Last play times 10?
Well, yeah.
There's no such thing as multiple possessions to end the game.
15 final plays last time.
It was ridiculous last time. So much so that, as we pointed out multiple times, the Raiders booth, someone started punching the table. They were getting so pissed off that touchdowns
again?
Kept getting called
play
back.
Again? It was like 10 final plays.
Minnesota 3 at Carolina. I don't know that I can play the Vikings here.
Yeah.
And I'm really bullish on the Vikings. This line seems aggressive.
Yeah, it does. And it changed so much based on the performances of last week with what Minnesota was able to do and what Carolina did. I don't think that I can lay points in this spot with the Vikings on the road, but I don't think I'm taking Carolina either. I think this is a game that I'm probably going to be off and stay away from. I might have taken the +2.5 that you could have got before last week's games. But right here, man, I just look at this and say this is a game you probably want to stay away from a betting perspective and just see what Minnesota is able to do. I'm not convinced that they're an elite team, but they look like it every single week.
Well, they're definitely an elite defense.
I don't know what more I need to see.
Yeah, and they're an elite defense. We know that. And their offense is top 7. I mean, it is Case Keenum, but the numbers are there, and they're top 7 yardage and points.
That's what I'm saying. Everything that they do tells me that they are an elite team, and I should believe they are. But for some reason, I just don't yet, and I don't know why. So I could continue to keep getting burned by them. But if you just go by what you're watching and what the numbers say, they absolutely are an elite team.
Redskins are at the Chargers. They played like crap the last 2 weeks and going 1-1. The game against the Giants, a win, was gross. They completely laid down, it looked like, in the Cowboys game. So what's left? Cross-country trip?
Yeah, getting blown
out. But that
said,
should the Chargers be laying 6?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly wish the number was smaller. I think the Chargers absolutely win the game, and it actually could be a comfortable win. I think they are the best team in the AFC West right now, which is crazy to say after where they started the season. I think you had abandoned Anthony Lynn.
I got frustrated early on.
Yeah?
I got frustrated.
And I thought...
And a lot of it was coup, you know, forget it. With the whole kicking thing with that team.
Yeah.
I mean, they could have 9 wins right now.
Yeah.
8 wins.
Yeah.
With a reliable kicker. I saw someone mention it the other day. It was like Justin Tucker's on that team, and it's like they have 3 more wins.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. And they are... I mean, the pass rush that they provide
is insane.
Who
did Ingram? I'm trying to think who. God, he destroyed someone last week.
Yeah,
just hooked a guy from underneath with his left arm and just threw a 320-pound lineman to the side like it was nothing.
And you can't. There's nothing you can do because then you got Bosa on the other side.
Yeah.
So you really can't. Like, you can't focus your energy on one side of the line. It's a two-headed monster that just destroys people. So I think Cousins is going to be in for a long day. Washington's going to have to try to run because you can run against the Chargers. They're going to try to get the running game going. But I think if they fall behind, they're in a lot of trouble because, you know, Cousins will just get beaten to shreds back there against the offensive line that's been beat up all year.
So Arizona has another chance to make a lot of noise in the AFC South.
That's not their division.
Yeah, I know. But they did it to Jacksonville. Now they have a chance to do it to Tennessee. Zona is +3. No AP. sounds pretty serious, neck injury. And finally, Kerwin Williams, Valley High School? Valley High School.
Yeah.
Kerwin Williams, Vegas guy, got a chance last week, had 91 yards on 16 carries. He's the guy again this week.
Yeah, no AP. Is not a huge loss for the Cardinals necessarily. You know, he's a guy that has been decent, but not the guy that they've completely relied on. And you know, the Arizona, I feel like, should be better. You know, they've obviously had quarterback situation and some injuries throughout the season, but I just feel like that should be a better team. But they do give teams a tough time when they come in to Arizona, and Tennessee is just... They're another team that they just are what they are. Their record says that they are a playoff team. I don't think they're a playoff team. They're terribly coached. We know that. Mariota has been a big disappointment. They do have two really good running backs that they are able to use.
Murray's not healthy. He hasn't been the whole year.
Yeah.
So they really need to. I mean, I hate to say it, but with DeMarco, Derrick Henry needs to get 25 touches a game.
Yeah, but they just don't do it.
He's been dynamite. Last game. To cover for now. Rams and Philly. I'm fired up about this game with what's happened during the week. There's been so much chatter around the Eagles and the fans being at the Coliseum. I think this is a great thing. It was already an important game. Yeah. But I think for the boy genius, for McVay, this is a great rallying point for the team. Like, hey, this is going to be a crazy atmosphere. You know, we want to get our fans out here, but if they're not, we got to knock these guys down. So they're laying a point and a half. You with the Rams?
No.
Oh.
I'll say, well, first of all, I think it's a... I think the Rams are in a tougher spot because of what happened in Philadelphia last week. Philadelphia's had to think about that all week, and you know, there's been a trip that you know they don't want to get swept on.
And I did mention the other factor, and RJ Bell did about an hour ago. It can't be easy for the Rams prepping for the game as the town is burning around them.
Yeah, I don't know if that really matters. I mean, as he pointed
out, I guess it depends on where people live.
If your maid is late. That's what he pointed out. could affect your day.
I think it's more than that.
No, I know. I mean, you have
come
kids
on. Their practice facility is out in the valley, so you know they're on the edge of the fire. So who knows how it's affecting certain guys?
Yeah. I think it's more of a case of, well, here's the other thing. I mean, obviously, who would have thought going into the season that this quarterback matchup would be what it is with the guys from that draft?
Yeah.
But one of them is good, and one of them is not. And one of them is doing it on smoke and mirrors, and that's Goff, who still is not even an average quarterback in the NFL. He plays in a terrific system that has helped him tremendously look good, and Wentz actually is pretty good. So I think Philadelphia has the quarterback advantage, and I think they have the motivational advantage of coming off that very, very disappointing effort.
Golden Knights, 3 minutes left in the first period. It's 1-0 at Nashville. If you want to listen to the game, Fox 1340, 98.9 FM. Excellent play-by-play with Dan Duva and their great post-game show. So make sure you check it out. If you want to watch the game, watch any of these games, home or road, you want to go down to Office Bar, Naked City Pizza, the home of the Kettle One. Heineken, hometown hockey tailgate. There's a shuttle to each local game. Email Robert at NakedCityLV.com. And for both home and road games, specials like $4 on Heineken, $4 on Dos Equis, $4, of course, on Kettle One and Kettle One Moscow Mules, $2 off the poutine, and $2 off, check that, just $2. On the pizza slices, it's Paradise in Naples, just south of the Hard Rock. It's Office Bar and Naked City Pizza. Grab bag is on the way as we'll go back onto the hot stove for some baseball news in the final few NFL news, notes, and picks.
There's only one place to watch the NFL on Sundays. It's Football Central inside the Westgate Theater. $15 buckets and food specials for $6 and $7. Football Central starts at 9 a.m. this Sunday.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on college and pro football, plus baseball, basketball, and soccer. You can fund your mobile sports account at over 350 locations, including PT's, Sierra Gold, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
Hey, this is JT the Brick. I'm a New Yorker and I know great pizza. And at Grimaldi's, they have the best pizza I've ever had. Only at Grimaldi's can you get their famous New York-style coal-fired brick oven pizza. It's the only pizza my family and I eat. Check it out. Only at Grimaldi's Pizzeria.
Hi, this is Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. please join Best Mattress in supporting the Las Vegas Marine Corps Reserve Toys for Tots drive. Donate a toy at any Best Mattress location, and you could win a Queen Eye Comfort mattress set. Happy holidays from Best Mattress.
Hey there, Las Vegas. Ed Graney from the Press Box here, and can you believe it? Another holiday season has arrived. Say, if you're beginning to wonder what 2018 might bring you in terms of life change and possibly making that huge decision to sell your home, look no further than Open Door, the company new to Las Vegas that has made the process as easy as just a few online clicks away from reality. Just go to opendoor.com now to receive a free offer on your home based on current market conditions and a detailed comparison of homes in your area. From there, all you have to do is let those at Open Door handle everything. You never even have to put your home on the market. Open Door is going to get you the best price out there and allow you to move on to the next best chapter of your life. You don't have to worry about cleaning or getting the home show ready, about open houses or strangers coming through your doors, about those tiring back and forth negotiations. Not with Open Door. It can help you close on your desired timeline, whether that's as quick as 3 days or as long as 60. Go to opendoor.com right now for that free, no obligations offer. Happy holidays, and don't forget, opendoor.com. You won't regret it.
It's Cofield and Company's.
You want it? Check it out.
Grab bag.
Smells like fish in here.
Hey, don't touch that. That's nothing to play with, man.
On ESPN 1100, 100.9 FM.
Stick your hand in there, Dave.
You have any problem with what the Browns did? So they dumped Sashi Brown, and immediately they hire John Dorsey, which we still don't know all the details on why Dorsey got bumped from the Chiefs last minute. He was the GM of the Chiefs. The Hunt family said bye-bye. So the Browns pick him up. I mean, he had a good rep as a talent evaluation guy. You have any problem, though, with the search lasting no time? Because there are people complaining that, hey, this wasn't very... I guess there's two ways to look at it. The NFL, I'm sure behind the scenes, the other owners are like, you guys suck. So can you get it together and do a real search? And then the second part of it is they are supposed to make sure that the search is diversified and they look at lots of candidates.
Right, and the Rooney Rule is in place to make sure that everybody that makes a hire like this has to at least interview and consider minority candidates. This case looks like they already had their person picked out because they've fired and hired within like 5 hours, it seems.
Here's the great one. Coming out of the Browns organization, the word is, well, they were looking for the next candidate weeks ago, and they did interview Mike Singletary for GM.
Okay. Well, good. At least they talked to somebody who had zero chance of getting the job. You can look at it two ways. Like, I do think that in some cases, it's not terrible to know who you're going to hire and to move on and make that transition. But, like, the rule is in place for a reason. It's so that, you know, there was a time when minority candidates couldn't even get considered. So now it is at least good to be a little bit inclusive in your search and at least give people from different backgrounds the opportunity to have that conversation and to be in front of in front of ownership and, you know, do interviews and kind of go through that process. So there's a reason it's in place, even if you know who you're going to hire. I don't really like hiring or interviewing just for the sake of interviewing, but in this case, there is something to be said about knowing who you're going with sometimes and having that decision made.
I don't know that the folks who are complaining are going to buy that answer, that they love it. But I get it.
I'm sure.
I get it. Adam is back on Sunday, his 8 a.m. show at the best sportsbook in the city with the best football party. It's a free football party. Westgate. Football Central. 11 giant HD screens in the 1,500-seat Westgate Theater. Doors open at 9. His show is on at 8. You got convenient betting stations right outside the door. Free parking. That's a big deal. Prizes. And it's getting close. End of the season prizes. You can still register. Jaguar Land Rover Experience. Jaguar Experience from Jaguar Land Rover of Las Vegas. Also a 55-inch TV from Bust Out Bail Bonds. Bucket specials, $15 for 5 buds. They got the tailgate buffet. Let's do it. Football Central. Adam will be out there at 8 o'clock. Doors open at 9. Close out one more time in the grab bag with...
Put your hand in there, Dave.
The South Point is booking a potential boxing match. Manny Pacquiao and Conor McGregor.
Yeah, this is terrific.
Yay!
Absolutely terrific.
Pac-Man on the board. Minus 400 favorite. Conor Mack back at plus 330. he's going to be away from MMA for even longer? All right, what are you hearing on this fight?
Well, the convenient excuse is that the interim lightweight champion, Tony Ferguson, is out because of elbow surgery, so he doesn't have a fighter to come back to in the MMA. So I guess he could go take a boxing match. Now, I think it's very disingenuous the way this is being reported as the fight negotiation. They're in talks for the fight. If you look at what Manny Pacquiao actually said, he's like, yeah, we reached out and gauged their interest in it, and we haven't talked about it. So there's no negotiations, there's no talks. But then again, we said there's no way that he was ever going to fight Floyd Mayweather, and he did. I mean, this is a preposterous thing. He's not a good boxer. This is stupid.
So you are driving down right now to go to the South Point or whoever else can book it at 400, right?
No, they're going to hold your money. Sorry to give what they're holding your money, and the fight's never going to happen. They'll just hand it back.
You don't think it's ever going to happen? But you said this last time around.
I know.
This is great value.
Oh, it is, for sure.
I mean, if you got some money you can put away, it's not like it's going to make money for you while they hold it.
If the fight actually gets booked, it's not going to change that much. I'll lay it then. Actually, although I won't. Don't bet on things I cover, but I'm saying I will tell people that
it's got a quickie changed it. Hockey over on Fox 1340 right now as VGK trying to win at Nashville. We'll see you.
Las Vegas Golf and Tennis Holiday Tent Sale prices are shockingly low. $125 gift cards for $100. Personalized dozen Pro V1s, $39.95. Wilson Golf Sets, $188. Epic deals are everywhere. Info, lvgolf.com or
892-9999. Purchase our exclusive Vegas Strong bracelets and necklaces starting at just $99. How about the colorful Welcome to Las Vegas sign as a charm that'll fit on your Pandora bracelet? Visit the Michael Lee Minden website to shop our holiday gift guide, and any purchase over $150 receives 2 tickets to Ka or Mystere. We love our hockey team, so we created a golden black diamond hockey puck necklace. Getting engaged or married? Michael Lee Minden is the wedding ring store of Las Vegas with the largest selection, heavier gold, better quality at a much lower price. If you have unwanted gold, diamonds, jewelry, and watches that you'd like to trade or sell, Michael Lee Minden pays the highest cash value. Make sure before you make your jewelry decision this holiday, visit Michael Lee Minden Diamond Jewelers in the Fashion Show Mall. And remember, you'll receive 2 tickets to Ka or Mystere with any purchase over $150.
Imagine owing the IRS 15 grand with no way to pay. That's what Eric faced. Then he called Optima Tax Relief. Here's Ray Dinnan, Vice President of Resolutions at Optima Tax Relief.
Eric was scared. The IRS had sent him letters saying they were about to take aggressive actions against him. He was worried about his paycheck, his home, his car. Our team at Optima Tax Relief mobilized to protect him. We negotiated with the IRS on Eric's behalf and fought to get the settlement he needed. How'd we do? We got the IRS to accept a deal that resolved Eric's tax debt for $3,500 instead of the $15,000 they originally wanted. Case closed. We're proud to have resolved over $500 million of tax debt for our clients like Eric, and we'd like to help you.
Call Optima Tax Relief to learn how they can help you. Your consultation is free and confidential. Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's time the guys heard from you. Text the Finley Kia text line at 69187. Finley Kia on West Sahara and online at FinleyKia.com. It's the Finley Kia text line.
And you can have it.
69187.
It's Vegas football, baby. That's right. We're talking Las Vegas Bowl. For 26 years, the Las Vegas Bowl has brought top-tier postseason college football to Vegas. And we're back on Saturday, December 16th. This year's Las Vegas Bowl featuring the fast-flying offense of the Oregon Ducks versus the number 25 in the nation and Mountain West champs of Boise State Broncos. Tickets for this don't-miss matchup start at only $35. Visit lvbowl.com. Bud Light Pregame Fan Fest opens at 9 a.m. and kickoffs at 12:30. See you at Sam Boyd Stadium Saturday, December 16th for the Las Vegas Bowl. Oregon, Boise State, everybody, let's rock.
If your vehicle is due for an oil change, you need to get into Busy Boots Automotive. Now open at the corner of West Flamingo and Durango, Busy Boots provides many of its services for free. Free diagnosis, free towing, free shuttle service, plus free Wi-Fi and refreshments. And talk about convenience. No appointment needed. Open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. First-time customers get 25% off up to $25. Visit Hamid at his new location, Busy Boots Automotive on West Flamingo at Durango and online at busyboots.com.
This is Patrick Smith, president of the UNLV Alumni Association. Being a Rebel is an honor and hard-earned privilege, one that alumni share. Your UNLV Alumni Association represents all alumni and promotes ways for alumni to help alumni. We proudly welcome the class of 2017 to the UNLV alumni family. Learn how you can get involved at unlvalumni.org. That's unlvalumni.org. Go Rebels!
What did those lunatics just say?
Kind of cool, but kind of disturbing at the same time.
Give them a piece of your mind on Finley Kia's text line.
Be prepared to get everything you want.
69187 on West Sahara and online at finleykia.com.
I have to tell someone or I'm going to explode.
Come see a Kia. Text 69. 69-